ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's arrived in Tel Aviv, where he'll meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Israel continues strikes on Gaza. The recent strike on Doha, criticized by the U.S., also expected to come up in conversation. In a statement, President Trump called on NATO members to stop buying oil from Russia as he continues to hold off on imposing harsher sanctions that he's threatened against Russia. More from ABC Selena Wang.
Trump is also calling on NATO members to impose tariffs of 50% to 100% on China, saying China has a strong control, even grip over Russia, and these powerful tariffs will break that grip. China's leader Xi Jinping hosted Vladimir Putin in Beijing just over a week ago, deepening ties between the two nations.
The investigation in Utah continues into Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old suspected in the assassination of Charlie Kirk last week. Robinson is due in court Tuesday. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. As cryptocurrency continues to rise in popularity, so do scams associated with the loosely regulated digital currency. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Cryptocurrency ATMs, or BTMs, allow people to buy digital currency using cash or a debit card. Fraud complaints about them increased by 99% in 2024, according to FinCEN. There are hundreds of them across the state, which are often referred to as federal safety locks by scammers. Courtney Anclam with AARP Wisconsin emphasizes anyone can fall victim, and more often than not, those who do are losing thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
You might get contacted saying that there was suspicious activity on your bank account. You need to take all of your money out of your bank account because it's been compromised.
Two bills aimed at tightening regulations for cryptocurrency ATMs have been introduced in the Wisconsin legislature. The proposed laws would add to new BTM regulations set by the State Department of Financial Institutions this summer. They include daily transaction limits, mandatory registration for ATM operators, and anti-fraud policies like warnings on machines about potential scams. And Clam says they are great first steps toward enhancing consumer protections.
But we also know that folks need to know warning signs of a scam so that before they get to the crypto ATM point of the transaction, they maybe start to become more suspicious and start to realize that this could be a scam.
The proposed measures also look to further expand consumer protections by requiring users to undergo rigorous identity verification during transactions and proposes to potentially refund fraud victims if they report the crime within 30 days. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A big win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers came back to win 9-8 last night in 10 innings against the St. Louis Cardinals. So the Brewers won the series, and for the seventh time in 8 years, they are headed back to the postseason. They wrap up their series today against the Cardinals, then travel out west to play the Angels in L.A. Tuesday night. On Friday, they'll be in St. Louis to begin a three-game weekend series against the Cardinals, and then the following Monday, they'll be back home to start a series against the San Diego Padres. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers struggled on offense. Center Jake Renfro had to leave the game with an injury. The next two centers had trouble snapping the ball to quarterback Danny O'Neill. Alabama got rolling and beat the Badgers 38-14.
Well, that's obviously not easy to swallow. And the truth of the matter is, I told those guys that was a much better team than we are right now.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny, mid-80s later this afternoon. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A shower or storm possible after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Monday, some showers and storms. Highs will reach the lower 80s. Currently 65 degrees.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. Ruby's Pantry distributes the second Saturday of each month. And you can check out the schedule at rubyspantry.org. That's rubyspantry.org. Ruby's Pantry, the second Saturday of each month from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And they do that at SMC Limited on Griffin Street in Avery. Another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jane is back, and we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning, everybody. Music of the Stars. The biggest star we all know is Old Saul, and boy, is he bright today. Some might say she. Where'd we be without him? Oh, I hate to think about it. I'm Lou Regani, your host on The Music of the Stars. We're approaching our second year over the Civic Media Radio Network. And it's an honor, a delight, and I'll be honest with you, I love doing this. And you, you're the best audience in town because you get it. Changing of seasons and all that stuff. It's bittersweet. It's summer that we're saying goodbye to. Not yet. That's in a week or so. All those pool parties, summer barbecues, huh? And now, September, a meaningful month. With a lot of quotes about this transitional time of ours. But the thing I've noticed through all the people over the decades who say, oh, fall is my favorite season, that's fine. Why are all the songs so sad? Off we go now to the Music of the Stars. Speaking of stars, Judy Garland. Live in television. Remember television?
You know, some of the most beautiful poetry
ever written in America can be found in the lyrics of our popular songs. One of the most outstanding examples can be found in a song called Lost in the Stars. Maxwell Anderson's lyric attempts to explain the universe and its creation to a small child in the simplest of terms, and I think you'll find his words to be as inspired and as touching as I always have. Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for the little dark star on the wind down there, and he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost. Stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him. So long as the Lord God's watching over him, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we all.
Heaven knows I miss you. on a stormy sea.
Count every star and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
Hugo Winterhalter, the Incomparable Orchestra, the music of the stars. This is from Hollywood. Let me tell you, the orchestra is that of Billy Vaughn. You may have forgotten about Billy, but this will remind you. It's from a movie, a horror movie. I'll tell you more about it. Picture was Circus of Horrors. Yeah, I know. It charted at number 7 on Billboard. Nice tune. And Gary Mills had the hit.
When life doesn't seem worth the living, and you don't really care who you are, when you feel there's no one beside you, look for a star when you know you're alone and so lonely, and your friends have traveled afar. There is someone waiting to guide you. Look for a star, for everyone has a lucky star that shines in the sky up above. If you wish on your lucky star, you're sure to find someone to love. A rich man, a poor man, a beggar, no matter whoever you are, there's a friend who's waiting to guide you. Look for a star.
Johnny Douglas and the Orchestra, British band, with Gary Mills, number 7 on Billboard that year, 1960. Back in 60, when most of the singers seemed to have hiccups. Dinah Shore. The Music of the Star.
It was written in the stars. What was written in the stars shall be. It was written in the skies that the heart and not the eye shall see. And so, whether it bring joy, whether it bring woe, it shall be done. Now, suddenly I know you are the one. Here as in a daydream by my side. That I have to have your love or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day be, crazy though I may be, what the stars foretold shall. To have your love or I'll never be free. And cloudy though the day be, crazy though I may be, what the stars foretold shall. Thank you.
Tony Martin movie right there called Kasbah. No, I've never seen it, and frankly, Tony Martin, not my kind of popular song singer. But I got to give him this. Still at age 100, he was, after losing his wife, Sid Charisse, I'm back on the Broadway circuit and nightclubs, and Doris Day is next. From 1953, that was Harold Arlen. From Kasbah.
The second star to the right shines in the night for you, to tell you that the dreams you plan really can come true. The second star to the right shines with a light that's rare. And if it's Neverland you need, its light will lead you there. Twinkle, I'll know where you are, gleaming in the skies above. Lead me to the one who loves me, and when you bring him my way, each time you say good night, we'll thank the little star that shines the second to the right.
When Walt Disney movies were. Sammy Fain did the music and Sammy Kahn on lyrics, and Paul Weston and the orchestra the music from Hollywood with Doris Day. Say, here's another one you may not have heard of him. From Taras Bulba, which is not a movie you expect a romantic tune from, but the High Lows, music from Milwaukee Style.
Star shines only by day, at no other time, just by day. The wishing star can only be seen when true lovers kiss, so they say. Dream till dawn when the sun
and you know your wish will come true. At me they were gleaming, beaming.
I was starstruck.
You're all my lucky charms.
I'm lucky you are.
Opened heaven's portal here on earth for this poor mortal.
You
Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, from Singing in the Rain.
Oh, Betty, do the banjo, says it. You are my lucky star. I saw you from afar. Two lovely eyes at me, they were gleaming. Beaming, I was dumbstruck. You are my lucky charm. I'm lucky in your arms. You open heaven's portal on earth for this poor mortal. You. Oh, baby, my lucky star.
Strong. Who else? Nashua Herb Brown wrote that along with Arthur Freed. Nashua wrote Temptation. Big hit for Perry Como. Stars and more stars and more stars.
Stars up above. Shine on my love.
still have my lips, dear. You still have my heart. And deep down inside me, we're never far apart. Stars, stars, stars up above, shine, shine, shine on my love. Stars, stars, stars up above, bring back my love to me.
When I'm feeling lonely and everything's blue, I look up at heaven and softly sing to you.
Stars, stars, stars up above, shine, shine, shine on my life. Stars, stars, stars up above, bring back my love to me.
Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra with the Andrews Sisters. The music of Debussy. This is Norman Luboff. Debussy and Norman Luboff. You know, Norman is from Chicago, and I saw him live at the Parkside Theater in Kenosha, and they warned us, do not make recordings. I'm kind of sorry I didn't run a bootleg, I must tell you. What a concert that was, and a full house. Glenn Miller. Ray Eberle.
I recall the story, that night of love and glory, a night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven, the that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hour when love began to flower with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips and stars fell in your eyes. Moon glow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars. A blessing, a shower of a handful of stars.
Some of you recognize Jackie Gleason's orchestra with Artie Melvin. Who's Artie Melvin? A name you never heard of. Okay, maybe a couple of you. I didn't either until I did some research. Artie was a singer and put together the Artie Melvin Vocal Orchestra. Here's Barbra Streisand. Now, this is something from Funny Girl.
It must be a lot for that scare that I got. Such a gift. Well, I miss. Cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far. But no one knows it. Why have they gone here before? Octave, octave. Hey, that kid is terrific. When I expose it, I can't see, so look at me. That I'm a natural Camille. As Camille, I just feel I've so much to offer. Hey, listen, kid, I know I'd be divine because I'm a natural force. Some ain't got it, not a lump. Of talent left. Self-ended hand. Did you hear the story about the traveling salesman? A thousand jokes. It's the room for the joke. A thousand faces carry you straight. When you're gifted, when you're gifted. These are facts. I got no act to grind. Hey, what are they blind? In all of the world, some fun.
Instead of just kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? Ah, it must be a plot. Cause that kid I got such a gift. Well, I meant it. Cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far. But no one knows. Gonna hear a voice, a silver flute, and it's they'll cheer each tune. Ooh, wonderful, good, ooh, very good, terrific, terrific. Well, I expose it. Now, can't you see, so look at me, that I'm a natural Camille. Because I'm a natural author. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent. Now, bend in half. Did you hear the one about the near-sighted Indian? A thousand jokes. Stick around for them, folks. A thousand faces. I reiterate. You're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts. I got no axe to grind. What are they, mine? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. It's the fifth with
the staff. That was Mimi Hines doing the Barbra Streisand thing. Danny Bryce. Frank Sinatra.
If the lady's naughty but proper, if the lady's chicer than chic, if her escorts must wear a topper, and each man's the man of the week, if she rides around in a brand new foreign car, the chances are the lady's a star. If the lady's utterly charming, if the lady's chummy with kings, if her whims are close to alarming, and it's known she's thrown a few things,
if they've got a drink with her name in. Chili's bar, the chances are the lady's a star. If her smallest party is really extensive, with tons of expensive caviar. If the lady's someone with the same credentials, someone with the same essentials, someone who is worshipped from afar, she's a genuine, positive,
like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny but his brain is weak, he's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face, his shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food, he's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook, he can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. New kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Oscar winner, Going My Way. Johnny Burke wrote that.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny, but his brain is weak, he's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, and carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would
you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's coarse and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig. I'll be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You could be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Music of the Stars. Stick around till high noon, Central. Say, I got some stuff for you. Remember the 70s? Come on, admit it. Welcome back to 1975 when we come back from news. Those were kind of great times in their own way. They had Monty Python, Flying Circus. Oh, there's a whole lot more than that. Let's talk about it when we come back. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide, civicmedia.us. The Music of the Stars returns.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A public memorial for Charlie Kirk has been announced for 1 week from today at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The investigation into his assassination Wednesday at Utah Valley University continues. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Orem, Utah, with more.
The university announcing employees will return to campus tomorrow, with classes resuming Wednesday. Utah Governor Spencer Cox calling for unity as the nation recovers from yet another act of political violence.
President Trump on social media called on NATO members to stop buying Russian oil, saying that would stop the war in Ukraine, but that's not likely to happen. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Tel Aviv. He'll meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today as Israel continues its strikes on Gaza. And at the end of his weekly prayers in St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo thanked well-wishers for their wishes on his 70th birthday. This is ABC News.